Sean, 1-1 in the end. Have we done enough to win it, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there was stuff out of our control today, which is really frustrating. Because without being brilliant, I thought it was a nice, solid performance and, you know, enough to take all 3 points today.
What was your view on their equaliser?
Well, it's tough because you know, I had a lot gone for you in the game. Their keeper handballs it outside the box and nothing given. Ashley Barnes, just for our goal, is fouled. Two hands in the back. That's not seen. Luckily, Johan finishes it and then Barnsley jumps up. You know, he doesn't get too disappointed with the decision and goes and gets a goal, which is good. Then they get a goal out of the referee being hit with the ball, which is unfortunate, or Westy banging into it. That's unfortunate, that moment. But then to let it go back and attack our goal and go into our box, and then Kevin Long, you know, is not much of a pull on his shirt, but it's enough to turn his body. We all know what happens in the Premier League when that happens, because how many times do we see it? Rightly or wrongly, by the way, how many people go down in this division when they get their shirt pulled and it's given? And yet it doesn't get given. And then lo and behold, right near the end, Barnsley gets pulled down again at their end. And I've seen these back, by the way. And I think it's a penalty. And so you go, well, there's two penalty shouts that are not given for a team that haven't had a penalty all season. So then that's a bizarre moment. And that's all outside of the performance. Now, you hope that performances take care of business, which overall, I thought they did. I thought the game was petering out to a 1-0 victory. I thought everyone in the stadium knew that. You could feel it. Sometimes you think it's an edgy one, but you could feel it. So you know, for them to get a goal out of nothing, of a nothing situation, and for us to then lose 2 points to that is very disappointing.
So it's more the incident with Kevin Long as opposed to the referee bumping into Westwood.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's hard for the referees to try and get out of the way of everything. But my point is, if you're a referee and you've just put them on the counter-attack and then you see someone pulled in the box and then a goal, well, I think as a referee, my decision would be that's a foul. Because it's cost the team a goal when you've put them on the counter-attack, even though you didn't mean it. And in this division, that's, you know, I'm one of the rare ones who doesn't want to see that. But after, we expect parity. So when people are going all over the place, diving all over the floor with people, tiny little pulls of their shirt and tiny little clips and things like that, then when your centre-half's body is turned around in the box from a minor pull on the shirt or a minor sort of pull across his body, then you expect that to be given, and it doesn't get given. So, of course, you will be frustrated, and you could tell by the fans how frustrated they were.
You used the word solid. Does that sum it up quite nicely, actually?
Yeah, I think it does, yeah, because, you know, we know we're getting back to what we can be. We know that. We know our bodies are getting back to what we can be as a squad. And it was solid. It was, you know, there's still more to come. There was good parts of it, more control to it, which I was pleased with, and a solid performance. And enough to take all 3 points, I thought, today. There are only big moments. They had Pope made a good save in the first half. He made an absolutely fantastic save in the second half. But other than that, I don't think they had any. They had shots from distance and that sort of thing, but nothing that was really too worrying. So I was pleased defensively. We still know we've got to open up better chances, but we opened up enough today, I thought, and then finally got the goal, obviously.
We spoke to Charlie Taylor in midweek. He said how much he's enjoying running the team, but I guess that's just the way football goes, isn't it, with competition?
Well, no, that's just purely about the fact that, you know, everyone knows the journey of Michael Keane. You know, Charlie will come again because he's a very good player. I spoke, you know, a lot about Charlie this season. And sometimes they need to come in and out the side. And also the competitive element, you know, of players come. I thought Wardy played well today, you know, and you know, Louts stayed in and played well again today, you know, and these decisions have to be made. You know, Vokes hasn't done a lot wrong, but that system's done well for us, and it did again today. As I said, I thought we were going to finish the game off and you win and everyone's happy. But there's more people getting fit, so at least the squad is getting deeper and it's getting stronger.
And Chris Wood back on the bench today. Anybody else near?
Yeah, Woody, Tarkey all train again this week. He trained with us all last week and no reactions. So he'll build up his fitness this week. Woody's come through that well, obviously. It's boding well at the moment, you know, that these injuries are getting back to full fitness.
Yeah, and you need these bodies back, don't you? You don't got the biggest squad in the world, have you?
No, that's right. It's been a tough run, not only in the sense of not getting them wins, but in the sense of the actual teams we've played. You know, we've played some very good sides, and that obviously enhances the fact that you want as many bodies fit, you want as many players playing well, and that competitive element that gives them that extra little burst of what it is to be a footballer. You know, in-house, I mean, let alone the competitive element of playing against the team opposite you.